Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Marv Olson. Batting second. The right fielder, George Stumpf. Batting third. The left fielder, Johnny Whatwood. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Urbane Pickering. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rabbit Wurstler. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Durham. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ed Durham. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Bill Cecil. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson hits a fly ball into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stumpf moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Stumpf moves to third. Whatwood moves to second. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a line drive into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering strikes out. Sewell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Pickering out. One out. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wurstler. The throw from Sewell and he is out, Cecil applying the tag. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, With the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a fly ball into left field. Whatwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 1 in the game. Olson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Stumpf hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Whatwood takes first base on ball 4. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham fires to first and has Com trapped. There's the throw to Worsler, who tags Com for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 1 in the game. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Worsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Worsler is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Worsler hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Sisel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Worsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sisel hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmek moves to second. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmek scores. Morgan moves to second. It's 3 to nothing, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Com moves to second. It's 4 to nothing, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pickering fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tate hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Tate reaches second base with a double. Ed Durham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham strikes out. One out. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0 for 2 in the game. Olson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Stumpf takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Olson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Cecil hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 2 in the game. Alexander strikes out. One out. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 2 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 0 for 2 in the game. Pickering hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Pickering reaches second base with a double. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan bunts towards the mound. Durham fields it and throws to first for the out. Vosmick moves to second. One out. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kham hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-0, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hudlin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wurstler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Tate hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Welch pinch hits for Ed Durham. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tate moves to second. Andy Sponardi pinch runs for Johnny Welch. Marv Olson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olson is 0-for-3 in the game. Olson hits a line drive into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Tate scores. Sponardi moves to third. It's 6-1, Indians. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Stumpf hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sponardi scores. One out. It's 6-2, Indians. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-3 in the game. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Wieland now pitching. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Wurstler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards first. Alexander fields the ball, tags the runner, and throws to second to catch Porter for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cecil settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Urbane Pickering is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pickering is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Pickering hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rabbit Wurstler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wurstler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Wurstler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Stumpf settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Kom hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stumpf who is chasing the ball. Kom reaches third base with a triple. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a line drive into center field. Oliver picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Oliver. Kom scores. Sewell moves to second. It's 7-2, Indians. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hudlin is hit by the pitch. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Olsen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Tate hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly pinch hits for Bob Wieland. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Olsen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olsen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Olsen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Boston Red Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.